time coming. He said, even though, hello.
Yeah, but don't you, hadn't you ever heard people talking about a bunk or a pallet or a shakedown or something like that?
Well, I hear him talk about a bunk, but it's a little, it was a bed, a little bed.
Uh-huh. So a bunk wouldn't be a thing on the floor then, would it?
Well, I didn't think it would. Uh-huh.
Well, what about a pallet?
Well, now that's what I call a pallet when you're sitting on the floor, you know, put something down on the floor.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something, you know, where it's real rich around them?
I call it a bottom.
Okay. Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads.
Uh-huh.
Dirt roads and paved roads.
Uh-huh. Think of any other kinds?
Stone roads.
Okay. What do you call a paved road that has a black surface? Do you have a special name for it if it has a black surface?
I sure don't know.
Okay. Well, would you have a special name for it if it had a light colored surface? Or would you just always call it a paved road?
Call it
right
paved
on?
Road.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Grass.
Mm-hmm. You know, in town, there'll be a sidewalk running along, and then a little strip of grass, and then there's the curb and the street. But do you have any particular name for that little strip of grass that runs along there? Or would you just call it grass?
That's all I can call it. I don't know no name
okay.
for grass.
Do you have a special word for a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country, or would you just call it a ditch?
Call it a ditch.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
I call him a lazy dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? You know, they go like that. What do you call that?
I call him the hungry horse.
Okay. Do you have a special word for that sound that they make when they're hungry? I have heard people say, listen to that horse out there, nickeling or whickling.
Whickling.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this, kind of, and children like to play with it? You know, you can pull it apart.
Call it a pool bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and then it grows back, and you can cut it again.
I call it clover.
Okay. Would you refer to it as just a second growth or a second crop?
I'd say it's second growth.
Okay, fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that people make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
They make, some people make dumplings.
Okay, and how do you make dumplings?
Well, they wake it up, you know, and like at the house. Now, I seen my grandma, she boiled these little young top green, and she make up that cornmeal, you know, got stiff like a rope and have it, you know, like a bowl, and she'd drop it in that, and the pot liquor, and when it get on, it'll be good.
Ooh, that sounds good. Well, listen, what you put in the,
Yeah, she put salt in it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, probably put a little bit of grease in there.
Well, what would you put in there to moisten it with? Some milk?
Milk.
Uh-huh.
Buttermilk.
Boy, that really sounds good. Well, what about, let's see, now you call those dumplings?